And we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight, Meg DeMeca. She's been with us several times before, but she has something new and exciting coming out, a book launch on Sunday, December 18th. And it's going to be at the Marshall J. Gardner Center at Miller. And she's going to tell us all about it. Meg, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
It's so exciting, Meg.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you take some time for me and get the word out that I'm going to be doing a book reading and signing at Marshall J. Gardner's Center for the Arts in Miller. And my book, Maggie's Not So Big Move, is kind of like becoming Meg. It's not a coming of age movie book because I'm too young for it, but it is a beginning chapter book, and it's loosely based on my family's experience. We had a family of seven that were uprooted, spur of the moment, ended up in another state. Actually, it was Cincinnati, another state. And as soon as we arrived, we were in like an apartment instead of a house in Miller. I mean, in Hammond, in Woodmar area. We were all the people on our block were celebrating Hanukkah. And our family was like wondering where the Christmas trees were. And it's a story about how we all became friends and ended up celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah together with all of our new buddies. But it was in this time with the pandemic where the kids didn't have regular school. Nobody had anything regular. That's how it was when we went over to our new place. And we were in an advanced school where in Hammond, we were doing Dick and Jane memorizing words where they were doing phonics. And we weren't supposed to learn cursive till a couple years later, and they were already using cursive. So our parents had to help us doing all kinds of activities. So the book is full of learning activities and kind of the idea of what family should be doing. You know, you don't really need a village if you've got a family there to help you. And then we had, I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but we had some exciting things when it ended. But I did always want a kitten for Christmas. And that was one thing that did happen, which was good.
Very good.
So Meg, it sounds like there are more books. Are there going to be more books is what I'm asking?
Yes, in this series, and this is put out by Pennant Publications. I'm working on Maggie's, I'm calling it Maggie's Flamingo Getaway, because my grandparents from Chicago, Swift and Company, you know how all the Chicago people went down to Miami. They went down to Miami, and we came down to visit. Only instead of five kids, we had six kids. And so that's coming along. That one is really super, too. But, you know, like I say, they're based on my life, but then you have to make them super exaggerated to be fantastic.
Sure. So Meg, were you Maggie when you were little?
Yes, that was me. That was me. And, you know, I wanted to be a dancer. I took ballet at Miss Muffet's School of Dance in Hessville. I took it from when I was four till I was in junior high. So I wanted to be a Rockette, basically, but that did not happen.
I guess what I was meaning was, were you called Maggie rather than Meg?
Oh, no. My name, well, Maggie. If I was called anything, it might have been Maggie. But I wanted to make it a little bit different. And I made the title with the not so big, kind of like the not so big lies. You know, that book was coming, that series was out. They do a lot with that. So I do have a few other projects.
Okay, well, tell us about those.
Right now, my group that is called Family Folklore Foundation, we're working on a project of making a coffee table book, not like Seinfeld, you know, with the actual legs, you know, Kramer.
Yes.
But it is about how did those buildings come over to Beverly Shores from the 1933 World's Fair. And so we have people painting with acrylics, and we have the work of Dan Granfield that I am making into so a layman can understand. I'm still learning what it's a block and tackle. I'm still learning what a block and tackle is. I almost know it, but I'm making it so the layman can understand. So that's a project that we're working on. And then I'm working on my Gene Stratton Porter historical persona. I'm going to be going into several places coming up, but
that should be magnificent.
Yeah, That's fun. I dress up like a flapper for that.
Oh, very good. That'd be worth seeing just for that. I see you in the flapper costume. And anything further down the road you got going on, like into next year? And
Let's see. That's three projects. It seems like I might have another one that if I think hard enough. I do teach over at IUN. I teach an online course, Building Blocks for Academic Success. It's for freshmen and new to the college seminar. I think that's about it.
Very good. Well, you know, we got to wrap up here in about a minute, but we want to give you a chance to make sure that we have all the information about what you got coming up at the your book signing and reading and everything.
Okay, so I'm going to be reading selections from the children's book, the beginning chapter book. It takes place around Christmas, and it's ecumenical, which is really great. And Miller is an ecumenical community. They, in fact, have services where they have every kind of religion together. And that was one reason why they were real excited about this. And, you know, on this day of the anti-Semitic things going on, it's very topical. And this is a book that is fun for the young and the young at heart. I call it Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing Meets Tale of the Two Cities.
Well, it's always a joy to have you on. And also tell us the website about FamFolk.
Oh, okay. It's FamFolkFound.org. Or we're on Facebook on Family Folklore Foundation.
Well, we appreciate you. That's Meg DeMakis coming on Sunday, December 18th, 2 to 4 in Marshall J. Gardner Center in Miller. You can hear her read and get a signed book. Thank you so much for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Always fun to see you, Meg. Thank you.
Thank you. It's fun to see you, too, and on the radio.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.